Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you are either joining us or if you have been with us from the top of the show, thank you so much. We do appreciate that. Again, this show is Faith in Action, and I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And we've been talking about the Spirit of Home for the Holidays. It's a fundraiser for Holy Spirit Retirement Home, which is here in Sioux City. It's the fifth annual Spirit of Home fundraiser. It is the first time, though, that it is a holiday event. And, you know, if you're just tuning in now, we talked a lot in the first segment about the home itself and its amazing history in how it came to Sioux City. But Holy Spirit is Siouxland's only nonprofit faith-based retirement community. And it does offer nursing care, assisted living, secure memory care unit, independent living apartments. So it really caters to a lot of different folks. And the Spirit of Home for the Holidays fundraiser, again, get your pen, pencil, paper, or your phone. Friday, December 3rd, 5:30 p.m., Country Celebrations Event Center, which is north on Hamilton Boulevard here in Sioux City. And that's I'm sure they would love an RSVP. The sooner, the better. So if you're interested in that, you can reach out to my guest in the studio, Deb Poss, and we'll be giving you that information on how you can reach Deb. She is the Director of Development and Marketing for Holy Spirit Retirement Home. And, you know, we're so tickled that you spent most of your youth traveling all across the United States, but now you and Jerry are here in Sioux City, and every once in a while I see you at Holy Cross Parish, St. Michael's Church at Mass, and that always makes me smile. And again, if you weren't in the first segment of the program listening, Deb and I have collaborated on stories when I worked for the secular media. And now I get a chance to collaborate with her on this for Siouxland Catholic Radio. So it's been a real treat to have this connection with you, Deb.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess if I was a listener, I'd be curious to know if I wanted to participate in this event. Kind of tell me how the evening plays out.
Well, it will be a very festive event. We are so excited that it's a holiday event this year. Because who doesn't like to celebrate Christmas, right?
Right.
The birth of Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, right?
Right.
So we're all so excited that it actually is in December this year. And we have a lot of things that we're actually going to be doing. We're adding some things. The event actually starts at 5:30 with a social hour, bar open, with beer, wine, pop, and coffee. And then we kind of kick off our silent auction piece. And this year, we always had a wine table, but we are bringing the men in. We're hearing their voices saying, what about us? So we're actually having whiskey, bourbon, kind of a whiskey, bourbon, scotch table as well. So we think it'll be really nice for the guys to, especially at the holidays, you know, who doesn't like maybe some nice wine and so forth. And how that runs is we have all of these different things displayed, and then you pick a number, and some of the wines and some of the scotch and bourbons are worth a lot more than what the ticket prices are. So they'll be a really nice gift for somebody to have. Everybody in Sioux City knows who Kelly Quinn is.
Yes, they do.
He's just the best, isn't he? Mm-hmm. So we are actually, Kelly Quinn will be, we'll have him on acoustical guitar actually playing throughout the evening. So he'll be providing a nice Christmas flavor. And we also, on top of that, let's see, we are... we are incorporating something a little bit new this year. And because it is the holiday, we thought we would reach out. We have one of our board members. Her name is Connie Richardson Smith. And she is part of the Siouxland Artists Incorporated. You're shaking your head.
Yes, I know Connie Richardson Smith. I do.
She's just a doll. And we are so lucky to have her on our board. And we are actually going to be... meeting with them here shortly, and what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to those artists and ask some of them to actually maybe commission some pieces or even bring in some special pieces for the holidays for sale. So not only are we going to have some awesome silent auction pieces, but we'll have something really distinctively different with these local artists coming in and actually providing some of their pieces. So this will be something that's new, and I know there's so many good, talented people out there so in that group. So we're really honored to have them be a part of our evening. Of course, Bishop Walker will be he will be our celebrant for the evening, and our administrator, Kyla. She has been with Holy Spirit here almost a little over 2 years and has been one just like myself where we didn't waste any time. We just kind of, you know, you had your running shoes on right away. Well, she's one of those that right away, as soon as she came to Holy Spirit Retirement Home, she knew there was a mission, and she just put on her work clothes and continues to work real hard to kind of get these initiatives, these initiative projects done for us here at Holy Spirit.
How about food? Because I, of course, am very intrigued with the whiskey. So that's kind of my mindset.
You wonder what goes with whiskey?
I'm whiskey, what kind of food you might have. And again, listeners might be curious, you know, is it heavy hors d'oeuvres? Is it an actual meal? Is it something else? Because over the past 5 years, I love the way that Holy Spirit has always mixed this up. I remember one time the kitchen help, or I shouldn't use that, your dietary people, made all of these desserts, and I walked out 5 pounds heavier because I had to try every single one of the little desserts, and they almost made you weep. They were so wonderful. So kind of tell the listeners, you know, what they might expect food-wise.
Well, and I'm having so much fun working with the owner of Aggie's, Kathy Bishop. She's just been wonderful. And we're right at that point where we're closer to pulling together our menu, but we've had so much fun discussing it. And especially when it's a holiday event this year, there's just more things that can happen there. But they will be heavier hors d'oeuvres. Some of the items that we're actually talking about having for the evening. Let's see here. Of course, we're going to love her brisket sliders.
I was going to say, if you don't do the brisket sliders, I will be disappointed. We had those for my high school reunion, and we actually rented Aggie's for that. And it's unbelievable. It's wonderful. So I'm glad to hear that those might be a possibility.
Definitely look, and that will probably be a definite yes. And we're looking at different things such as bacon-wrapped smokies, stuffed mushrooms with sausage and mozzarella, deviled eggs, spinach artichoke dips. We might even consider some grilled salmon displays and charcuterie displays. There's just all kinds of possibilities. And so Kathy and I are going to be meeting later this week and fine-tune and all, but the food is going to be incredible. And that's why we wanted her to be a part of our event. So
the event starts at 5:30, and then that's the kind of the social hour. And then I imagine 6:30-ish, probably food will come out. And then the silent auction items are there as we walk in the door, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely. They will already be set up. And we're really excited about some of the things that are coming in. I love that I have a little bit bigger office now because my office is getting full. And it's getting full of all kinds of fun things, along with the wine and scotch and whiskey.
Well, yeah, all the important stuff.
All the important stuff. But we are definitely reaching out to, we have several donors, I should say, that are actually talking to me now about one place in particular. There is a place it's a 7-night stay at Hardwood Haven Creek House, and it's just a mile south of Myrtle Beach, and it's in Litchfield, South Carolina. And a 7-day stay we're going to actually offer on the silent auction item. And you should, we're going to have more details to show with this, but the place is spectacular. And it's kind of a secluded oasis type of place. And that will be one of our auction items. Another one that I know the guys will all like is Husker tickets.
Oh, my, yes.
Box seat Husker tickets. So all of you Nebraska fans out there, we're hearing you. And
and paying attention.
And we're paying attention. And then we have another, actually, vacation getaway. This will be at Glass Lodge, which is just in the Black Hills. It's in Hill City, just over by Mount Rushmore. And there's a three-day stay there. And we're going to have those things up so people can start looking at some of those things here in the next couple of weeks. But we expect to get a lot of reaction to that. And I just got to say, every place that we're going to, all of our board members have been working so hard on the silent auction items, because one of our big goals this year is to do interactive things. So interactive in the sense of, you know, Christmas caroling, cooking classes, art classes, having Santa Claus maybe come to your home, you know, for your children as Santa. Of course, you have your health and fitness pieces. Just the other day, one of our board members, everybody knows Verna Welty, right?
Yes, everyone knows Verna Welty.
Well, she is another just spectacular gal that we have on our board, and she's on this committee, and she went in just the other day to Wilma's Hardware, and they she didn't walk out with it because it was too heavy, but they gave her this giant-sized statue of an angel, and it's a water fountain.
Oh,
and so Wilma's Hardware was so nice to kind of supply that for us. And when we all were able to see it, it's in my office too. We were just so excited. It's just beautiful. So I know there's going to be a lot of Christmas items, cooking classes. We've got some hard rock pieces. We've got two tickets to a show in Anthem Battery Park, along with some dinner for two at Main and Abbey. Just have lots of people that are actually creating some really nice pieces too, specifically for Christmas. And even some of those that are going to be doing some like cookies and things like that, that will be on display so people can come that night. And if they don't want to cook and they have a party or something like that to go to, voila, there's your platter.
Absolutely.
Just go for it.
Excellent. Well, listeners, we need to take another short break. Again, we are so appreciative of our underwriters, but this show is Faith in Action, and we hope that you will keep your dial set to Channel 88.1 FM, because we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back.